obsession and desire? I don't know. Do you think this feeling can last forever?
You mean like forever, ever? Forever, ever? Forever, ever? Forever, ever? Sure.
God, I hope so.
About the beat goes on, yeah, and the beat goes on, yeah, and the beat goes on. In the video scope, yeah, I am looking right into you right now. Macho madness right now. Sugar is sweet and so is honey. Macho madness is on a roll and it can't be stopped. No, unbelievable. Time distortion. Space is the place. Me and Gene Okerlund go down that lonesome highway, yeah. But don't be hypnotized, no. Reincarnation doesn't have to be. You can concentrate and you can telepathy. Yeah,
but the beat goes on.
But the beat goes on.
Yes, the beat goes on. The beat goes on. And the beat goes on. My name is Paul Bruno. We are just about at the end of my program here at WFMU. Let me quickly tell you what we just heard. Just heard from Desire with Under Your Spell from their album simply titled Roman Numeral 2. Though I'm sure many of you better know that song from the movie Drive, where it was prominently featured. That's where I know it from, at least. Great tune there. Part of that, yet another Aussie band, Orion, with Turbulence from their self-titled debut album. Came out on the Cool Death label back in 2017. For that, new from Optic Sync, Laughing Backwards from their new one, Lucky Number. Came out just a couple of weeks ago on the Feel It label. Great stuff from Natalie of Knots and Company. Prior to that, a band who is local and who sent me their Bandcamp, and I really enjoyed it. They are called Havania Wall. I think I'm pronouncing that correctly. And we heard the song from them called Tiger, T-Y-G-A-R. Really good stuff. Thanks for sending that my way. At the top of the set, Bar Italia with Eye Patch from their new album, Some Like It Hot, out now on Matador. And they will hopefully be appearing live on this show next Sunday. Gotta hammer out a few details. I know this is very last minute. The Chimers session that was scheduled, that will be broadcast the following week, if all goes according to plan. Okay, so that is it. It is just about 5 o'clock. So I have to tell you, well, actually, first thing I have to tell you, I neglected to mention when I did announcements for upcoming shows that next week, Susie Hot Rod will have Downtown Boys live on her show. I'll remind you of that all next week. But I do have to tell you also that you are listening to WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope in New York City, Rockland County at 91.9 FM and online at WFMU.org. Thank you all for listening. See you next week, hopefully, with a live performance from Bar Italia. Until then, stay safe, stay healthy, and stay tuned to WFMU and to our visiting DJ show, Radio Row, with guest DJ Shiloh, coming up right now.
Take one, two. You're looking to go something. I just put on my hand.
コンサートにおいでくださいました。ありがとうございます。まずは最初に、メンバー紹介からいきたいと思います。まず最初にピアノの松浦さとみ、ビーバーエアコンです。次にキーボードの岡、土井英国君を紹介いたします。次はですね、オルガンの福島さん。福ちゃんです。
福島好きよ。
それからサイドギターの飯沼のりこ、てんこです。それから、宮島に住んでいますサイドギターの須山由美さんです。
やっほー、
ま
ゆみちゃんです。
さっきからダラダラうるさく言ってます。リーダーの福田和恵さんです。
わしのもんよ。こういったところで、そろそろ曲をお聞かせしたいと思います。あなたがいればという曲です。乗ってやりますから、よろしくお願いします。
Now, we present you.Music and played by Jin Jin. Okay, one, two, one, two, three, four.
私の気持ち分かってくれない、あなたに匂う海の香り、私は空の香り、何か喋ってもらいたいのに、あなたは黙っているだけ、お願いだから何か私に囁きかけてよ、あなたは何を考えてるの、あなたの心を見えやしない、あなたはただ愛をささやく、まるで人形のように
とりあめ君の心の取りやめすぎてゆくよ。私のかけらをみんな流して何もなかった顔をして
昭和52年度第32回富山祭映画部門参加作品3年 H 組制作ジーンズを履いたコンピューターを上演いたします。この映画で使われている音楽はすべてオリジナルです。ごゆっくりご鑑賞ください。なお場内は禁煙となっておりますのでご了承ください。
Story of luck will be all the do we have met with men and go to destroy the computer that is the omen of misfortune in the sky and cool in the wind.
Whoops. You are listening to WFMU. I am your Radio Row host for today, Shiloh, or Where Did She Fly? Today I'm bringing you a bunch of Japanese private press records, a lot of rarities, a lot of obscurities, a lot of just really weird stuff, and I hope that you enjoy all of it. What I've got here, what just played last, was I'm a Computer Wearing Jeans, the opening theme for Japanese high school film, and titled by the same name, and it's got a very suave guitar on it that I really like. Before that, we heard Toriyame by Mizuhiro no Kokoro, their only LP, released in 1976. And before that, we heard the split EP from Nakamuraya and Yaruya Meshimori, an untitled split EP from 1972, a song called Tonda Mita no Sa by Yaruya Meshimori. And the first song you heard in this set was Chinroku by Chinchin Densha. I have a bunch of stuff prepared for you soon, so please stay tuned.
Thank you. ただ素直に生きようとしているだけなのに、みんなからひねくれもんだと思われ、女にも逃げられた俺、今ならやり直せるだろうが、今からはやり直したくないのさ。風が吹いて揺れ動いても、心の中は変わらない。素直に生きようとしているだけなのに、なぜ俺だけみんなと違うのか、なぜこの悲劇の主役が俺から、みんなとうまくやれない、やっぱり俺は、やっぱり俺はひねくれてしまったのさ。風が吹いて揺れ動いても、心の中は変わらない、風が吹いて揺れ動いても、心の中は変わらない。
You just heard Broken Heart by Tetsumi Hibino on the Mook compilation by Yamaha, self-released for some obscure reason. Before that, you heard Fly On, Kaze to Shonen by Kohei Oda off his album Kawaiteku Seishun Tachi. And before that, you heard Tomio Torada on Ameagari no Machi, his song Wasureta Hazu no Monogatari, which is the only major label record that I've brought today. I've got a bunch more coming, a bunch more mellow folk, a bunch more sevens. That was mostly folk rock with nice guitar riffs and stuff like that. And I hope you enjoy.
Thank you. Bye.
you just heard the very dreamy acid folk record Oyasumi Nasai by Ken Yasusanpei off his record Doke, released in 1977. And before that you heard A Song to Send You to Your Beloved by Ranburu off their soul single from 1973. And before that, you heard Sami Dare by A Jack in the Box, also their only EP. And finally, before that, you heard Haru ni Nareba by Mitsuharada off his EP Kodomo News. I've got a lot of I've got nerves of steel, I'm sure. But I hope you like Bob Dylan for the last two songs.
I shall be released.
Thank you. guitar, my friend, is blowing in the wind. The answer is blowing in the wind.
How many years can a mountain exist before it is washed to the sea?
WMFU Mount Hope in New York City and Rockland County at 91.9 FM or online at WFMU.org. This has been Shiloh, Where Did She Fly? Japanese Folk Music. Have a good day.
Gimbel,
and Colin Bryant.
Not that thing again.
Only listen,
people. Hello, everyone.
Hello, everyone.
And welcome
to
Why
Do
We
Only
Listen to Dead People.
I'm Colin Bryant.
And I'm Carol Gimbel.
And we got a third person here, an old friend and a very special guest, and we'll introduce him in just a minute after we tell you what you heard. And then we're going to get into why we played it. So that was Franz Schubert, the Earl King, Earl Koenig, notoriously difficult piano part, for one thing. Deutsch number 328, and the singer was Eula Biel. And pianist Margaret Campbell. I know that the poem should be spoken by a male voice, but we couldn't find... That was the best recording that we found. Like, quite honestly, the best recording. Actually from the very first movie made in Hollywood of a concert. The movie was called Concert Magic, made at Charlie Chaplin Studios in 1947. And so... There you go.
Yeah. We've got to introduce our guest because I hear all the rustlings of papers.
Paper.
A philosophical mind is in the house,
ladies
folks.
And gentlemen, my old friend of mine, Armand Opispev, who is a violist extraordinaire.
Yes, viola players in the house. You all know.
Knows. You all know. You know we love viola players. He is originally from Kazakhstan, and at 9 years old, he relocated to Moscow because he was invited to the Gifted Children, the Central Music School there, where young kids go to study music. During his time there, he went on tour with... He got into string quartets at a really early age because he still loves string quartet playing. He went on tour for representing the Soviet Union at that time. And then when it was college time, he went to the Moscow Conservatory, like all the great... Most of the great players do over there, right, Armand?
Yes, indeed.
Yes. And studied with one of our favorite violists, right, Yuri Bashmet,
mm-hmm.
when he was there. And while he was in Moscow Conservatory, he played, you know, all over Soviet Union, all over Eastern Europe, including lots more string quartets. Then around when I met him, which was still a long time ago.
It was a while.
Yeah, he moved to New York to go to continue his studies at Juilliard, and then it was Juilliard first and Manhattan School after, right?
Right.
Yeah, and I met you at Manhattan School. So I've actually played as pianist for in recitals with Armand like two or three times,
yeah,
maybe?
Yeah, we recorded for some festivals, some stuff. So
exactly.
It was a continuous collaboration.
A continuous collaboration.
A beautiful one, too.
Meanwhile, since you came to New York, you've like played in festivals galore all over the place. You have you've also been guest in the orchestra of the Philadelphia, our favorite orchestra, the New York Philharmonic, Pittsburgh, Metropolitan Opera Orchestra. You've been the guest principal viola at the New York City Opera, Miami Grand Opera, Malaysian Philharmonic, Brooklyn Long Island Philharmonic, there's almost too much to say. Everyone getting the point that this is a very important major violist, ladies and gentlemen.
Well.
And at any rate,